Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Trigger Toast with a shot of the day. Who sucks less? On the way right after emails from our Men's Room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so backtrack 2005. I'm fresh out of high school, and my first full-time job is for a major cell phone service provider at one of their corporately owned sales retail locations.
All right.
And it also happened to be a full service and repair center, which was few far in between. So essentially this is the place where any other third party stores or mall kiosks, they're all like, if you got a problem, go talk to those guys. So 90% of the people who walk in the door don't want to buy anything. They just have a problem they want you to fix.
Okay.
So the job kind of sucked anyway, but I spent a whole bunch of my time in customer service not really making any money. And then so we got, it was a Thursday, and I started my shift. I was night, so it was like a 3 o'clock start. Pretty normal day, normal customers, normal, like, what's this charge on my bill? How did that water get into my phone? All that kind of stuff. And about 6 or 7 o'clock rolls by, and this massive gentleman, like probably 6'4"-ish, totally jacked construction worker. He's got a whole Viking thing going on, long beard, long hair, weathered overalls. Turns out, of course, I come up free when he's in line, from checking in when he first walked in the store. And, you know, the stores are kind of open floor plan. You're standing behind a little box and you're helping people out.
Right.
And it's, you know, evening on a Thursday, so the store's full. There's probably 20 people in there, a bunch of people waiting in line, kids running around. So this guy comes up, and he's got his industrial Motorola, the work phones.
Right.
And it's pretty much in three pieces. And he just kind of walks up, and he's like, I need you guys to fix this. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, let me pull up your account, do the whole thing. And you know, I was probably one of the more customer service oriented reps in the joint. So I'm trying to do everything I can to help. And I'm laying out the options. And I'm like, look, man, this thing is beyond destroyed. The motherboard's crushed. Like, there's no semblance of a screen. Like, you probably ran it over or something. It's torched. So you have insurance. Like, we cannot fix your phone. It's annihilated. So this is what you have insurance for. And I'm running through the thing. You got to call the company, pay the deductible, get it sent to you. Like, that's your option. Or you can buy a new phone in the store right now. Those are the only two things we can do to help you. And this guy loses his mind.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely starts going insane. And again, store is full, people everywhere. And he's just yelling at me. And I nearly S my pants because I'm like, oh man, this is a huge problem all of a sudden. And I'm like trying to look to the back of the store going, is anybody going to help me out here? And literally my managers are like cowering behind a wall with their heads poking out, like watching what's going to happen. So I'm completely on my own. I'm 17. You know, I'm nowhere near capable of fending this guy off. If he wanted to rip my head off, he totally could have done it. And so I'm like, you know, he's like, you have to fix my phone, you know, just doing all this stuff. And I'm like, look at your phone. We can't fix it. So he takes it back off the counter and, like, imagine the Gronk smash just right in the middle of the store, takes his phone and spikes the ever-living hell out of it. And the whole store froze, like dead silence, pin drop, and everyone in there is now terrified because they have no idea what's going on. And this guy, as soon as he slams his phone, he turns back to me, he just yells. He's like, can you fix it now? And I'm like, I'm frozen in fear. I'm like, obviously we cannot fix it now. But you're in the middle of a meltdown. So he comes back over to the counter and he leans in, and I'm, you know, I have nothing but like a 1.5 foot wide box between me and him. And I'm just like, I'm literally frozen. And, you know, the whole store is silent, staring at this guy. And he looks right at me and he points his finger and he's like, do you work tomorrow? And like, I just, I'm like, yes. And he's like, I'm going to come back here and I'm going to effing kill you.
Oh.
And he turns around and walks out of the store. Like, everyone heard him. Everyone saw him. And I just, I mean, frozen, absolutely frozen. So the guy leaves. Finally, my managers come out from behind the wall, because there's like, you know, the service repair techs are literally in a room like behind glass. You can't get to them for obvious reasons like this. And they're like, oh man, what happened? Are you okay? And I'm like, well, the guy, I thought he was going to kill me right there, but apparently he's going to come back tomorrow and do it.
Did you work the next day?
What's that?
Did you go into work the next day?
So that's the best part. The managers, you know, they like review back room and they're like, oh my God, like this guy is probably going to come back here and kill you tomorrow. So they had two probably. Higher officers.
Thanks, management, for corroborating exactly what he just said.
Yeah, so they hired two cops to come back and stand guard at the store all day the next day. And I got 4 days paid vacation. I didn't come back to work until, like, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, what a deal.
That's awesome.
I would have taken a good screaming out for 4 days off paid vacation.
You know what, to me that sounds like a setup. So you find your biggest friend, you say, look, man, you need to come. Look, you're just a big guy. Just trust me on this. You will scare the living bejesus out of everybody. But when you're done, make sure you threaten me tomorrow, all right? Because I'm thinking I can get some paid time off. That's not above me.
No, no, not at all.
I mean, it is now, but seriously, when I was like 17 to 25, if I could have worked out a deal like that with like one of my buddies, absolutely. I'd been like, man, threaten to kill me. You can even throw me around a bit, man. Just say you're coming back tomorrow because there's a concert I want to go to.
Men's Room Blank Question. It was an ordinary day, then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
The fear was real in that dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could just tell by the way he's stating, like, I'm 17, this guy is crazy, obviously, and there's nothing I can do.
Right, it started with, he's a monster.
I like that the management just poked their head around the corner. It's like, oh, no, we're not going to help you. What? Never mind. All right. Hello, Candy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Mike, you're right.
So, it was an ordinary day, and I got tired of it being ordinary, so I went to a sex club.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you were bored, wanted to do something new, so you head to the sex club. And how does that, do you just walk in and pay an admission? Do you have to call in advance? How does this work?
I don't remember how I started it, but you don't have to call in advance. You just pay to get in.
Okay.
Then you become a member.
All right. And what happened the first day?
Have you ever been to a sex club?
No, that's why I'm asking you, Candy.
Yeah. Sex happens.
And all right, well, is this something?
Okay, all right.
Okay, Candy.
Did you stay a member of the sex club?
I stayed a member for a year. I had what felt like a year's worth of sex in one night. So
the first night you were there, you had a year's worth of sex?
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, then it was a good thing for you.
Your vagina had to be sore the next day. I mean, honest to God.
I got my money's worth.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad, you know, like, if you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, you know what I mean? You might as well sample as much
eat
stuff
as much
you can.
As you can.
Until you get so full you can't walk.
So Mike put it on the screen.
I'm so confused. Like,
I think it was an ordinary day, and then she decided she wanted to switch things up. So she went to a sex club, and she had as much sex as you would have in a year in one day and got her money's worth.
And Ted, I, honest to God, based on how she delivered this information, believe that is precisely how the day played.
Yeah.
I'm bored. I finished cleaning the kitchen. Nothing on TV. I'm going to the sex club.
Yeah, I guess I just, you know, everybody else, there's like a curveball.
Right? No.
Like for her, like you went to a sex club and had sex.
Because you were bored. Yeah, that's it, man.
That's the entire question. Story. It was just an ordinary day. And I decided to hell with it. I went to a sex club.
But see, she's the only person who's called so far who is having an ordinary day and made a conscious decision to change it.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
We asked this question. Hello, Roxanne. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay. Well, my friend had just lost her husband several months prior to me going over there, and we were sitting down and having some wine and just chit-chatting, and it was pouring down rain. This is in, Spanaway. And we were just having a conversation. She got up, went into the kitchen, turned on the water, and just about then I heard this boom and this bright light. A lightning bolt had just struck her fence outside, and it was right by the where the water came into her trailer. It went through the water, it came out the faucet and threw her back about 10 feet, just knocked her on her butt. And I was like, whoa, and her hair was smoldering. Her smelled like burnt hair. I was calling 911. It was just like, what the hell just happened?
It was the craziest thing. I guess she was okay?
Well, she was in the hospital for 2 days. But she smelled like burnt hair for 2 months, I swear.
Really?
It was like, oh, boy, everything. She didn't have any hair on her arms where it hit her.
Well, that probably wasn't a bad thing.
All right, let me ask you this question. I've never been in this situation. A very close friend of mine is struck by lightning. I am there when it happens. 2 months has gone by and they still smell like burnt hair. Is it okay if I tell them that?
Oh, yeah, she knew it.
Okay, all right, cool.
She knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody go, boy, what's that smell?
Was she smoking when you saw her after it blew her back? I mean, was she kind of sizzling?
Yes. She was smoldering. Her arms, the hairs, and there was little bits of, yeah, you could see the smoke. It was like crazy, absolutely insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty insane.
Somehow it makes it funny. If you're sick of
cartoon, you know what I mean?
God damn, man.
Yeah, lightning.
Golly.
I mean, you were struck by it. You didn't lose any hair, though, right?
No. Hell no. I didn't have any experience like that. I mean, I didn't get the worst of it.
Right, right.
One guy did, but...
Oh, jeez.
He was
well,
smothering.
He actually...
Was he all right?
He had to spend the afternoon in the hospital.
That's it?
Yeah, he was... It wasn't, I mean...
Did he seem the same when you saw him later?
Yeah. No, he was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he was absolutely fine. I guess it wasn't that bad. Men's Room blank question. It was an ordinary day, then blank happened. We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Who sucks less? Up next, first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
jumping right into the birthdays, Ola Gilliman and Wobbin, will you please wish my beautiful baby girl a very special birthday? She was born this morning at 7:34, 10 pounds, 4 ounces.
Okay.
She will be a lifetime of joy to her mother Brenda and I, both rockaholics. Can we get a little kid fish sandwich and Goofy and Mickey welcoming her to this new big world? I love the show, guys. From her very proud daddy, Dave the Butcher.
Fish sandwich!
Well, gosh, welcome to the world, little one. Hot diggity dog. I hope the first words out of your mouth are asking Mommy and Daddy how she was made.
I just think it's awesome that your dad's so proud. Mickey Mouse's dad never was.
Really? Oh, Mick, don't go down the dark road.
Wow.
Put down the scotch.
God saves my son, still in sixth
Nick's
birthday.
Nick's got to crawl in this bottle and stay there.
Hoping that Goofy and Mickey talking about Nerf guns would make his birthday a little bit better. Happy birthday, bud. Love you. Dad, Mom, Jax, and Chance.
Well, gosh, the best thing about Nerf guns is all about where you aim it. Never on the eyes, on the face, just the one eye in the back.
Nerf guns are actually really cool.
They're awesome.
They've come a long way. Some would say it's acceptable for 38-year-old adults to own them.
I know for a fact I don't mind shooting a child in my house with an automatic rifle one after we load all 47 bullets.
Do you know a 38-year-old man has one?
I've heard about this.
Boys, today's my wife Carrie's birthday. She'd love to hear some dirty Germans talking about delivering mail and packages. Thanks, guys. Ad from Rick.
Yeah, of course I will always deliver the package, but I'm more like UPS. What can the brown do for you?
Yeah, I like this. Delivering packages, and you know, that's what I call having sex.
All right. Bitches and Wobbin, happy birthday to Amy. Can she get an andro penis with some dirty Germans to finish it off? Stay beautiful, guys. That from the Bearded Viking.
Andro penis.
Yeah, the first time I heard that, I was so upset because I thought they said Andrew penis.
Yeah, yeah. Amy, she must be a very nice girl. She dates this Bearded Viking. Prepare for fuzz season.
Yeah, the Bearded Viking is also the nickname of my penis.
Guys, happy birthday to Eagle Bear. Please give him two random sound effects, Robin, if you could, please. Bitches, I'd like to give a happy 21st birthday to my sister, Ashlyn. Time to toss that fake out the window. Could you give her the dirty Germans, guys? That from, no, I have no idea what the hell that means.
Yeah, toss the fake what out of the window?
How does he know his sister fakes it?
Yeah, do these windows have curtains like you?
Yes, but if it's that weak ass, then yeah, toss it.
Bridges, can I get a very special 26th birthday shout out for my girlfriend, Jess? She is absolutely the best partner guy could ask for. How about a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about getting spanked to the sounds of metal tonight? That from Jake.
Yeah, you will be spanked by the sounds of metal, but not metal music. The sound of metal will be my metal spatula hitting your butt.
Yeah, yeah. I just assume it'll be Rammstein that she will have trouble keeping up with the beats, but you're right. All the men do love that lady.
Guys, birthday shout out to my brother, Blaze. He would love turtle wax with a what the F is that, bro, in the paws. Appreciate it, you guys. You keep me laughing while I'm at work. That from William.
God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Please clap.
Guys, help me wish my best friend Jason a happy birthday. He's an incredible friend, amazing father, and extremely talented when it comes to dodging his turn to host a barbecue. Please give him an original fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Little Kelly.
Fish sandwich.
We'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Foster, a.k.a. Sean, from his favorite son-in-laws. How about a suck-it-up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about delivering construction supplies? Thanks, guys. That from Jeff.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, the only construction supplies I will be delivering is lumber.
Yeah, yeah. I like it when you drop off these construction supplies, because in Germany we have a scale. It's a man whose penis looks most like an orange construction cone is king.
Yeah, and then not 2x4s, it's like 8x1.
Yes, it's the 8x1. The German tradition.
Yeah, but the opposite direction. What do you think? Girthy.
You're saying it's only 1 inch long?
Yeah, like tuna can.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
See, that's more like a canned ham.
And they had the tuna in Germany. But so this is my lovely girlfriend Ashlyn's 21st birthday because she lives 70 miles south of me. I was going to surprise her by taking the day off to work with be with her. But keep it a surprise, I told her I couldn't get the day off and she wasn't so thrilled to hear that. So give her a suck-it-up cupcake with a fish sandwich in it. You like that? Because I know she'll think it's funny. Thanks so much, guys. That from Max.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Guys, boyfriend of
you like
five,
that? You like that?
5.5 years, 36 today. I want to wish Tell Clevenger a very happy birthday. I want to give him some dirty Germans with lots of love from Kelsey. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, strangely enough, your name is exactly what I scream when I orgasm.
Tell Clevenger!
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever had a hedgehog that looks like it's made out of cheese? Yeah, it smells like it, too.
Yeah.
Guys, for the past 3 years, my boyfriend has won a shout-out on your show. I hear about it for days leading up to the birthday, which is today. Well, I almost forgot, but here we go. Please, oh, please, give my boyfriend a big birthday shout-out. His name is John Denver, and today wow. He is 36 years old, spending his workday outside. Please give him a big old bong rip. Thanks so much, guys. That from Christy Lee.
John Denver.
I noticed she didn't want us to say anything about Mr. John Denver.
Got your pilot license?
Get that bong hit, got him rocking down high.
Jesus. I
know.
Guys, today is my hubby's 37th trip around the sun. I was hoping you could give him a birthday shout out. Sean has listened to the show for years. He got me hooked on it as well. Would you please give me your penis is too small and the dirty Germans talking about Irishmen and their whiskey. Thank you so much. That from Sarah.
Yeah, I love the Irishman. Pale, pasty ass with little fine red hairs.
Yes, you know, they always love some whiskey. And these Irishmen, I like them because the whiskey makes them stronger. In Germany, the whiskey makes me weak.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about the whiskers than the whiskey.
Robin, what is the liquor in Germany? Jaeger?
Jaeger, schnapps, brandy, beer. They dip into some American whiskeys and things. I saw a bottle of SoCo there. Very odd.
Yeah, so when I think Germany, I just think about people pounding giants of beer.
Yeah, pretty much. It. Yeah, but they do like schnapps a lot.
Schnapps?
Yeah, schnapps.
Dear Men's Room, my nephew DJ Winner would love to have you guys send him a 38th birthday wish with a big old barbershop quartet face sandwich. We all thank you very much in advance for doing this for him and for us. Thank you guys. That from Jim and all DJ's family and friends.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Guys, I want to wish my wife Mercy, yeah, that's her name, a happy 42nd birthday. Looks like she's 25 to me. How about a second up cupcake with some dirty German stuffing sausage? Thanks, guys. Love the Men's Room. That from Charles.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, with a name like Mercy, how do I know what your safe word is?
Yes, you know, so I've been in Mercy many times. Of course, this was the hospital, not your wife.
Yeah, not only your wife.
All the naked ladies, I've been listening since the buzz days. Congratulations to you guys. Today is my 50th birthday. I would love an original Traffic Jam Jimmy Fish sandwich, a Geez Louise, and a German happy birthday from Wobbin, please. Thanks, guys. That from Jay.
Fish sandwich.
Geez Louise.
Ja, fröhlichen Geburtstag. Kannst ein Kuchen fressen.
Oh.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yas, a dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
A couple extras real quick here, guys. Guys, and Wobbin, congratulations on your upcoming 3,000 show. I figured out that Brian Thorpe has planned and know what he's planning for your 3,000th show. It's going to be at the Science Center. Four tickets that he traded. Unfortunately, you'll have to Uber there while all members from BJ and Migs will party bus there and meet you. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that.
You know, I think Veggie Dog actually went to the Science Center.
He did over the weekend.
You're kidding me.
Yes, no way.
Yeah. Got it in.
Get out of here. Abacholos, I was strolling around a beer fest in Naples, Florida.
Okay.
And I was really excited to see the Elysian tent. But then I was so disappointed to see that the only Elysian beer was their IPA. No Men's Room beers. None. Boo. Cheers, guys. That from John the Jumbotron guy.
Well, that's a pick-me-up, thanks.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll try to, we'll talk to Elysian. Maybe they'll try to spread the word. We sure hope so.
That was disappointing twice.
I know.
I was in Naples, Florida.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Guys, long-time listener, first-time emailer, I want to start off by saying huge thank you for your show and what you guys do. Being in law enforcement, I definitely need something to help me decompress on my hour-long drive home, and you guys make me laugh each and every night. That helps a ton. So thank you. And by the way, first, I finally must say that hearing Wobbin's laugh in the background is a huge highlight to the show. Keep up everything you guys are doing. And thanks again, that from Jeff.
So really? We hate it.
There's a positive
email. I mean, it's like
email.
Fingernails on a blackboard, man.
Yeah, what is this one about? Is this one about being bitten? Yes, it is. I was in first grade. And my babysitter had a Doberman Pinscher. He was normally in his runner, so we really hadn't met yet. I was outside playing, and he came up to me smiling. So I obviously smiled back.
Oops.
And he bit right over my heart. That's when I learned a dog showing all its teeth is not smiling. That from Allison. One more on the dog. When I was 3 years old, I went next door to say hello to my neighbor's dog, who I'd played with for countless times. I went to give her a big old hug. Next thing I knew, I was on the ground crying, watching my dad round the fence as he came to see what happened. Turned out the dog had recently had puppies, was terrified by construction that was going on in the neighborhood, and been getting rocks thrown at it by the neighborhood boys.
Jesus.
She was a ticking time bomb and would likely have bitten one of the young children that lived if she hadn't approached me first. In the end, it took 47 stitches to fix my face, and the owner of the dog took her out to a field and shot her before the city could mandate her euthanization. I still love dogs.
Come here, girl.
I'm even training to become a dog trainer, so this sort of thing doesn't happen as often anymore. I do regularly talk to people about what happened, and many of them are absolutely stunned that I am not terrified of dogs. Though they find it amusing that while I was still healing from the bite, I would still run up to a strange dog and give them hugs. That from the lovely Melinda.
Now, what do you explain to the puppies? Where's mommy? God. Took her to field and shot her.
Still to come, we will drink it. Tell us with the shot of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less, Stephen Phil Hill, each and every week. You bring us three stories from the news. All of them suck to some degree. It is up to us to figure out which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have three contestants. This week, we have a bus driver in Pennsylvania. We'll be competing against an old man on a school bus in Minnesota. And then finally, a teacher in Scotland. But let's start in Pennsylvania. The synopsis of the story is this. A bus driver in Pennsylvania, they drove a bus with 26 students while they were heavily intoxicated. Eventually, when the kids encouraged them to stop driving, the bus driver pulled into a gas station, stepped off of the bus, yelled to the kids, "Go F yourselves," handed the keys to a gas station employee, and then walked away. So you had the bus driver driving drunk. The kids kind of figure out that maybe this bus driver's hammered. To the credit, they do pull into the gas station. I like the added touch of telling the kids, "Go F yourselves," and then was abandoned. And all since right. then, they have been arrested. All right. Now, that takes on an old man who was on a school bus in Minnesota. In this case, the old man happened to be a sex offender, and he snuck onto the bus while the kids were on a field trip. So the bus showed up at the museum or wherever it was they were taking these kids, an art center, as it were. And while the kids were inside of the art center, this old man, who is a registered sex offender, level 3, I believe they said, climbed onto the bus and hid in the very back. Well, the kids got back on the bus, and now they're driving back to the school. The bus driver sees the top of this dude's head sitting in the back of the bus. They pull over, call the cops. He is arrested. There's a registered sex offender climbing onto the bus full of children. And now let's go.
So he's sorry.
No. What do you got? What do you got?
I'm just trying. He's on the bus, but that's it.
Yeah, he's just on the bus.
But he had been caught masturbating and said he'd masturbated on many school buses.
That is correct.
Prior.
But not on this occasion. But yes, we understand his M.O. Now let's go to Scotland, where I'm at a loss to explain this. But a chemistry teacher showed videos of cartoon character Shrek raping young children to her class.
Jesus.
Yep, she has been fired. Claire Thompson, she used her school computer to share the pornographic clips in her classroom. I love that they included this lovely picture of Shrek.
Hey, Jesus. It is Shrek.
We don't need that. Yeah. The students who were studying higher chemistry, they gave evidence that the videos were shown weekly on a large, small board through the teacher's work computer. One female student said the first video showed Shrek going into a residential school and having sex with a young orphan boy who was about age 12. Keep in mind, this is the teacher showing Shrek porn to her students. Another student says some classmates suggested putting the videos to the teacher as a joke. They didn't actually expect her to play them. Anyway, the head teacher of the school viewed the videos after the matter, and basically they said, yeah, these are bad. The teacher is better than. So again, we have the bus driver that was driving drunk, eventually just left the kids on the bus, told them to go F themselves, against a registered sex offender who has a history of masturbating on school buses full of children, snuck onto a school bus full of children, but was not masturbating. And then we have the teacher in Scotland showing Shrek porn, for the life of me, I don't get it, Shrek porn to the students in her classroom.
Yeah.
I think this was pretty cut and dry.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
A bus driver in Pennsylvania who drove the bus of 26 students while heavily intoxicated, he put those kids' life in danger. I'm glad he pulled over. I'm glad he got off the bus, whether he said go F yourselves to all the students before abandoning it one way or another. He shouldn't have been behind the wheel. So the best thing that he could do at that time is not drive anymore or any further, because the students were actually alerted to his erratic driving by, you know, just paying attention to what the hell is going on.
Everything he could have done is not driven at all. But I got you.
Absolutely. Okay, so he put all those kids in danger. Something bad could have happened. The sex offender in Minnesota. He snuck onto the bus. He knows he's a sex offender. He's specifically sneaking onto school buses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing that he was caught in that situation.
Yeah,
based on
that's his MO.
What he could have done. The teacher in Scotland that showed her students, granted, it was a cartoon to some degree.
Donkey!
Right? And it was of Shrek. And obviously,
Puss in Boots looks different.
The situation that you're viewing is not a great situation by any stretch of the imagination. It's still fictional to some degree.
To every degree, sure.
Right?
I mean, it's Shrek.
What the act is depicting is not a joke by any stretch of the imagination. However, I agree with Alex that says teacher showing video, no immediate danger to the kids. Chris says the sex offender sucks at least. I think it's got to be the teacher in Scotland who showed the video of the porn of Shrek.
This one is very weird. Well, they're all weird and horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, the Shrek one, I think, is the only one that I've decided is the middle of the road.
Middle of the road, all right.
Right, it's definitely middle. I don't think it sucks the least. I don't think it sucks the most. But I do think that has an effect. Your teacher showing you a cartoon you might have known raping somebody. While all it's a cartoon and stuff, I think that's a tough image for a kid. Now, I might say the sex offender sucks the least only because he wasn't doing anything on
that
bus.
Right.
But originally, I thought the sex offender was masturbating on that bus.
He was. That's his MO. But on this occasion, he was not.
So as crazy as this sounds, I might take the drunk bus driver only because none of the children were physically hurt.
Right.
They were in much physical harm, but on the same token, now they have, like, they'll tell that story. Whereas if you're on a bus with a sex offender or you have a story where your teacher's showing you weird porn, I feel like down the line, that mental effect is different.
I don't know.
So
I feel like
because
intent,
the kids are safe?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like intent is everything. So, like, the sex offender, whether you know what it is he wanted to do, he didn't get around to it yet, right? But his intent was not good. The teacher in Scotland, an idiot, but like you're saying, like, look, man, you got Shrek porn. Why would you think that your students in school are the people to show it to? That's just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shrek porn by itself is weird.
And then the drunk bus driver has a problem. It's only in that regard when I say they suck the least.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate continues on who sucks less. Benjamin, he agrees with you, Ted. He says, without any other info, number one sucks least. At least he got off the bus. Daniel says number one sucks the least, the Pennsylvania school driver. Yeah, she put those kids in danger, but it's a thankless job that would cause even the most dead inside to drink.
Jesus. Wow. Okay.
And again, everybody was safe on the driver. Bus.
I mean, everybody has their own way of interpreting things.
Yeah. Scott goes with a teacher in Scotland. A lot of gifts of Shrek showing up here.
Oh, no.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
No.
Jenny says, I'd say the bus driver because no one was hurt, and most likely one of those kids had a phone to make the call, which I believe was
probably
the case there. Still to come, we will, in honor of the bus driver, drink a toast with a shot of the day, the return of what you don't need to know coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. Another round of profile that's coming up as well. But first,
we're full of useless information.
Yes.
And you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few.
Some of you.
So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
Today on What You Don't Need to Know, we're going to try to help you from getting arrested. And depending on what state you're in, the laws change for each and every state. Now, we have gone through a ton of lists where a lot of the older, more antiquated laws still exist on the books.
Sure.
They are absolutely ridiculous. You wonder, why is this still a law? Or why the hell haven't they changed any of this stuff?
Because you don't need to.
These are laws that are not necessarily that old, but are definitely different and still on the books. So they're not way back in time. But different states have different laws. For an example, in Alabama, confetti is illegal. Don't try to get the party started this way. In Mobile, Alabama, it is illegal to have, make, or to throw confetti. It's considered littering even if you plan to sweep it up.
It is. I would argue this with Alabama. I will trade you glitter for confetti.
Okay. I'll give you one. You'll see if you can guess the state, okay?
Okay.
No elephant parking. In this town, standard parking fees apply to elephants tied to parking meters. We feel sorry for the meter maids, they say, who have to give these guys a ticket. But this is actually the state that has the most elephants in captivity based on individual ownership. And the circus is primary to blame for that.
I was going
to
say, it's like New York, Florida? New Jersey.
Or... It is Florida. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's where all the carnies live.
Exactly. And that's where all the elephants live.
Is that where the carnies go?
They sure do.
Huh.
There's a whole circus town, dude.
Okay. All right. In the...
Welcome to circus town.
Let's stick with elephants, however. In this state, you cannot have a drunk elephant. Especially in one town, it is against the law to give any type of intoxicant to elephants. This seemingly ridiculous law came about in 1810 when a man held a live elephant show, but the elephant ended up drunk from all the beer they were feeding him.
Well, and I have to guess the state.
Correct.
Ohio.
This is Missouri, another big carny town, believe it or not.
Is it?
Okay.
How do you not have carny now?
Let's keep up with the animals. This state says no lions at the movies. The only lion you should see before a film is the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer logo, and this one state knows this. This state has made it illegal now to bring a lion to a movie.
California.
We have lived there.
Maryland.
Maryland is correct.
Does that mean in the other states it's legal to bring a lion? See, that's the bigger question.
It is a scary thought. In this state, there is no booze allowed for a moose. Animals shouldn't drink beer in general. That's correct. But it has been declared against the law for anyone to serve alcohol to a moose, one of the world's most dangerous animals in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Okay, when we were in Alaska, we were told specifically, and they were not joking, when we were drinking outside, if a moose approaches you, which is reasonable, let it drink your beer.
How about this state?
Whoa. But don't feed it.
Don't feed it. Just let it.
It is illegal to serve beer in this state without brewing a kettle of soup at the same time.
What?
You have to have soup available. Nebraska.
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 Come on, Nebraska.
Okay, all right. This is going to piss you off, Wobbin. It might be a German tradition, but in this state, it is illegal to serve beer and pretzels together at a bar or even a restaurant to this day.
North Carolina.
It's got to be a fun-sucking state.
Mm-hmm. North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
North Dakota.
I feel like that's a place they would enjoy a beer and a good salty
like
pretzel.
It. Yeah.
Okay, how about this state where sharing a drink is illegal? So you can't have a beer with two straws. So don't even think about it.
Mississippi.
South Carolina.
It is Oregon. They want you to have your own alcoholic beverage. You are not allowed to split a drink.
I will say, cocktails, that's an odd thing to split with somebody.
Sure.
Okay.
Because I want to drink what I ordered.
This state says absolutely no way can you have a keg party.
A keg party?
A keg party. Especially if you're in college, it is illegal to have a keg party. Utah is correct. Get those keg party ideas out of your mind. There is no way you'll be serving one in this state. It is illegal to have beer in a container larger than 2 liters.
Okay, I got a 64-ounce beer, granted, and a 7-Eleven Big Gulp cup. Mm-hmm. And yes, I had to bribe the guy at the airport, but it happened.
In this state, you can eat roadkill.
West Virginia.
West Virginia, it is completely legal to take it home and cook it for supper. And in this state, it won't allow you to spit.
New York.
Arizona. You can face up to 6 months in jail and a fine of $2,500 if you spit publicly in Goodyear, Arizona.
All right, there we go, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the MIT Technology Review. It's a magazine, and recently they ran an article about how hipsters, in spite of wanting to be countercultural, all end up looking the same. They were contacted by a guy whose photo they used. He was pissed, but it wasn't him. Oh. Proving the point of the magazine. Jesus. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
It's going to get tested online for profile. This will take color 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.